So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Nitas al Ha'ur. If Dam Chat is splashed onto the hide of an animal, there is a machlaikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds it depends. Actually, Hufshut in a toin kibus. Misha Hufshut, toin kibus. If the Ur was still attached to the animal, it does not require kibus. If the Ur was already removed from the animal, it does require kibus, even though it was not Ma'ubad tanned. Rabbi Lazar disagrees and says, Af Misha Hufshut in a toin kibus. In all cases, even if the Ur was already removed from the animal, it does not require kibus because it was not Ma'ubad. As the Gemara explains, the Machlekes is based on the following pasuk: "Vashayizim midama ala beged ashayizal leho tachabis b'makom kadosh." Yehuda holds that the words "ashayizal leho tachabis" include or mishal hufshit, but the pasuk does not include or shaloi hufshit because there is a hekesh comparison from the word beged. And Yehuda holds kol beged b'mashma. Beged refers to all garments, even a semi-completed beged. Therefore, ma beged haro lekabel tuma av kol haro lekabel tuma. Roh lekabel tuma means it is not yet a davar mekabel tuma, it cannot become tuma in its current state because it's not a complete beged. But it is roh lekabel tuma, it is fit to become a davar mekabel tuma if the owner will have a machshava to use it as is in its current state. Therefore, just as kibus is required for a semi-completed beged that's fit to become a davar mekabel tuma, so too kibus is required for or mishal hufshit, which is also fit to become a davar mekabel tuma through a machshava to use it as is. But kibus is not required for or shaloi hufshit because it's not roh lekabel tuma. It's not fit to become a davar mekabel tuma through machshava, but only if a maisa, an act of hefshit, is done. While Rabbi Elazar holds that the words ashayizal leh techabes include only sak v'chomine begadim, a sack and completed garments made from all materials. But the pasuk does not include or mishal hufshit, and certainly not or shaloi hufshit, because there is a hekesh from the word beged. And Rabbi Elazar holds ke beged ha'amen b'shratzim be'inan. Beged refers only to a fully completed garment that is a davar mekabel tuma. It can become tummy as is without a machshava. Therefore, ma beged davar mekabel tuma, av kol davar mekabel tuma. Just as the term beged refers only to something that can become tummy without a machshava, so too kibus is required only for a beged that can become tummy without a machshava. But kibus is not required for a mishal hufshit, which can only become tummy with a machshava. And the Gemara offers three examples of a beged which is roh lekabel tuma, but ein mekabel tuma. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, this beged is toin kibus because it's roh lekabel tuma. While according to Rabbi Elazar, this beged is in a toin kibus because it's in a davar hamekabel tuma. Abaye says, matlas pechusa mishalish ikibinayu. A small cloth that is smaller than 3 by 3 etzbois, 3 by 3 finger breadths, is not designated for any use and is therefore not mekabel tuma. But it is roh lekabel tuma because if one has a machshava to use it, it is mekabel tuma. Rabbi says, beged shechisha b'laho letzura ikibinayu. Even in a large garment, if the owner had a machshava to decorate it, the beged is not mekabel tuma until he actually decorates it. But it is roh lekabel tuma because if he reconsiders and has a second machshava to use it as is, the beged can become tamei. Ravina says, utzva d'chashav alav lekatza ikibinayu. A hide which the owner had a machshava to trim it is not mekabel tuma until he actually trims it. But it is roh lekabel tuma because if he reconsiders and decides not to trim it, it can become tamei because chazil utzva, it can be used as a mat. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of kibus. In the toin kibus, ele makom hadam. Only the area of the blood requires kibus, but the remainder of the beggar does not require kibus because the words ashayizal leho techabes teach loymarti lecha ele makom dam belvad. V'davishu ro lekabel tuma. Kibus is required only for an item that is eligible to become tamei and stama to Rabbi Yehuda. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that kibus is required even for oy mishal hufshit. V'ro lekibus. Kibus is required only for an item in which washing removes the dam. But kibus is not required for a utensil in which only scraping removes the dam, and echad beged v'echad sak v'echad ar to unin kibus. V'akibus b'makom kadosh v'shviris kli cheres b'makom kadosh u'marika v'shtifa b'kli necheshes b'makom kadosh. All the following tasks must be done inside the azar: kibus, to wash out a beged that absorbed dab chatzas; shviris kli cheres, to break an earthenware utensil that absorbed the taste of karbanas; marika v'shtifa, to kasha and wash out a copper utensil that absorbed the taste of karbanas. All these three tasks must be done inside the Azara because the Pasuk of Kibbutz states, Techabes b'makom kadosh. And the words b'makom kadosh also apply to the following Pasuk, which states, V'chlicheres asher tevushal b'yishaver v'mekli necheshes b'shalo morik b'shutav b'moyim. The Mishnah concludes, Zechayim b'chatas mikachi kachim. Kibbutz applies only to dam chatas, but not to other karbanas, while shvira and merika ushtifa apply to all karbanas. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Kibbutz ar. Our Mishnah states ve'echad ha'or to unen kibus, which implies that or bar kibusu, a hide is washable. The Gemara questions this from a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos that refers to the Malach of Malabin, that one is forbidden to wash a garment on Shabbos. And the Mishnah teaches, Hoysalav Lishleshes, Mekantcha Besamartut. If a beged became dirty, one may only wipe it with a dry cloth, but he may not use water because of the Issa Malabin. However, Hoysashal Ur, Nation La Mai Macha Tichla. If a hide became dirty, one can pour water until it washes off the dirt, and there's no concern for Malabin. Apparently, because Urla Bar Kibusu, a hide is not considered to be washable. The Gemara offers two approaches to reconcile the two Mishnayos. Abai explains that this is actually a Machlikas Rabbanan v'Acherim in the following brice that refers to Kibus Dam Chatas. The Rabbanan and the Mishnah in Shabbos hold, HaBeged V'Asak Mechapsi, HaKli V'Ur Megarei. A garment and a sack are washed, while a utensil and a hide are scraped but not washed because Urla Bar Kibusu. While the Acherim and our Mishnah in Zvachim hold, HaBeged V'Asak V'Ur Mechapsi, HaKli Megarei. A garment, a sack, and a hide are washed, and only a utensil is scraped because Urbar Kibusu. Rav explains, perhaps the two Mishnayos are not this machlokes. And Masnitin Barachin, Ki Pligi Bekashin. The two Mishnayos are cases of a soft hide, in which all agree that Urbar Kibusu, while the machlokes Rabban Vachim is in the case of a hard hide, and only here the Rabbana hold Urla Bar Kibusu. And the Mishnayos are not contradictory because our Mishnah Masech Zvachim, which states, the Echad Ur Tu'uni Kibus, is a case of Kibus de Isle Kiskus, Shmei Kibus. They pour water onto the hide, and the hide is also rubbed with two hands. This is considered kibus, even for Ur. And in the Mishnah Masech LeShabbos, which states Ur, Noisna Lamai Macha Tichla, is a case of kibus de Lesle Kiskus, Loishme Kibus. They only pour water onto the hide, but the hide is not rubbed. This is not considered kibus for Ur. While regarding Beged, Shiryas Zeu Kibuse, in a cloth garment, even though they only pour water onto their garment, but it is not rubbed, this is considered kibus for a Beged. And according to the incident of Rab, on Shabbos, Rav would pour water onto his leather shoes, which implies shichshuch in avakibus lai. Rav only poured water, but he did not rub the shoes with his hands. Can be interpreted two ways: either berachan ukedir yakol, the shoes were made from soft leather, in which all agree that oirach bar kibusu, or bekashan ukacherim, the shoes were made from hard leather, and Rav holds like a cherim that oirkasha bar kibusu.